Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. And joining me this week is my wife, Tanya.
Hello!
And our baby, Milo the cat.
Hello!
Milo's been wandering around, climbing into cupboards, and being a general nuisance. Yeah. That's such a weird word, isn't it? Nuisance.
Yeah.
Nuisance. You're a nuisance, you are.
Have you ever been called a nuisance by anyone?
Possibly. Not that I care to remember, personally.
Oh, you're like, I don't give a crap about your nuisance. What caused you think of me as being a nuisance? So how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. There's a lot going on at the moment.
Yes.
With my work, but I'm sure it will explode in a crescendo of terribleness eventually. And it seems that the sort of the flat is really coming together. We're not completely snowed under with boxes. We're actually unpacking things.
Yeah, well, I'd say not too bad. There's a few boxes still left, but, well, considering in the last flat, there was one box that we never, ever unpacked.
Yeah, and I am keeping an eye on where that box is.
That box has been emptied.
It has?
Yeah. It's all in the craft room.
Okay.
It's been emptied.
Well, I wasn't keeping that good an eye on it, obviously.
There's a few things that haven't been unpacked, like the photo, the pictures, but like.
Yes.
But like all the other stuff, obviously some of that's going to the charity shop.
Oh yes, because we're going to be making a donation to some charity
shops. Yes, we are.
So if you work in a charity shop, and you're near us, give me a shout, and maybe we'll come to your charity shop, and we can do an interview, and I can be like, what do you sell at the charity shop? And you can be like, stuff that people don't want. That other people want. And I'll be like, great, here's some DVDs. Here's that copy of Transformers, the movie. Those two copies that we've got. Because we've got the special edition one, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, I did see that. And I was like, that's just sitting out. That must be... Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Must be our extra one we've got.
Yeah, so... It's there's obviously with the UK lockdown we've had to cancel some of our plans, but
yeah, which is sad.
Yeah, I think we mentioned it last week, didn't we?
Oh, I don't know actually.
I can't remember. I can barely remember what happened 5 seconds ago.
I know. I keep missing a day. Like yesterday, I thought it was Wednesday, and today I think it's Thursday, and I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, because as you all know at home, we record on Wednesdays.
So yeah, totally confused.
We're not recording this live as you listen to it. that would be incredibly stressful, I think, because we'd be like, "Where's the feed? I can't find the feed." Ah! I'm now looking around the games room and some of the bits that I've set up, like the little displays. There's obviously been some movement. And I'm like, oh, why is he down there? Where is this? Why are these people? Why are these things not in their rightful places?
What's going on in the world?
It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but it's just one of those things that I'm now like seeing bits and going, ah, you're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be on top of that bit. I might eventually get around to doing a room tour. And then you can all see the sheer amount of video game stuff that we've got.
Yes.
And then you'll be like, you guys shouldn't have any more video game stuff.
No. But yes, we will.
Yeah, I mean, what we should do and what's going to happen are two different things.
Absolutely.
Like, we're totally getting more video game stuff.
Oh, yeah,
crap.
Totally.
Like, I've even got something on the way. I've got a Pikachu pop.
Pikachu!
Which I was very happy. I saw it, I was like, oh, it's reasonably priced.
Pikachu!
Like, it fits in with my budget of pop figures, if I had a budget for pop figures. But yeah, so it's fun. Yeah. Oh, I finished the first book in the Sandman series.
Nice.
By Neil Gaiman, and I reckon you guys will like it at home. I think you should, if you can, listen to the audiobook, watch the TV show that's coming out on Netflix at some point in the future. It's probably going to be 2022 at this rate.
Most likely. The way life is going right now.
Yeah, or better yet, get the book and read that, because it's...
I do want to read it. You keep going, oh, this is amazing. Like, it's only the first book you've read, and I really want to read it. I'm like, I really want to read it.
Yeah, some of it's quite messed up, but I tell you what, guys, it you know, sometimes you need a bit of, like, weird and creepy and freaky and doodahs. Don't you?
Yes.
That's why you listen to this podcast.
Yes, well, considering I'm reading the new
Sonic the Hedgehog
comic.
The IDW series.
Yeah. That's really good. Enjoying that already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one series that I definitely would like to continue, because it's a good book, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
It is.
You can't go wrong with a bit of Sonic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, apart from most of the video games, some of them are
some of them are terrible. Yes,
I love them though. They're so bad that it's good. Like, I can see I can pull the diamonds out of the crap. The diamonds in the rough.
Diamonds in the Rough.
Or something that was on Aladdin, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, boy! So I actually noticed that Mulan was out on DVD. Like the Disney live action.
Is it really already?
Yeah, it's been released on DVD. And I was there going like, oh, that's cool. And then I thought, well, if I wait a couple more months. I think it comes on in December on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they did say it was
like,
December.
I could probably wait a month.
Yeah, it's not that far, is it?
There's so much content to watch at the moment. It's
exactly.
Like, it's like, stop giving me programs. We just finished The Boys season 2, and I've got to tell you what, guys, if you haven't watched The Boys, I would watch it. It is fucking awesome.
It is.
It's on Amazon Prime if you've got it, and... I can't really say anything about it apart, I suppose I could give the basic premises that it's like heroes are kind of shitty.
Yep.
They're shitty human beings.
Yep.
And it stems from an accident of like a super fast hero running into somebody's girlfriend and exploding her. And thinking about how it got from that to where it got to on the last episode,
yeah,
of the second series, I was like, oh my. And so,
is there?
Yeah.
Ooh, wonder where they go with this one.
Well,
is it still based on the comics?
It's all based on the comics. So
okay.
It's all good. So I thought we could look at some news stories.
Okay.
So, Room to Rent advert is so chaotic, people don't even know where to start. So, there's an advert shared on a Facebook group claiming to offer a room to rent inside an indoor play area.
Inside an indoor play area?
Yes. Social media users were going wild over a fake room to rent advert. So, it is fake. But listen to this. It's from a Facebook group called Hackneywick Spaces. The ad claims to offer a double bedroom in an old children's indoor play area for £950 a month.
Right.
That is a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
To live in an indoor play area. Probably would pay it though, because I'm sure you could use the slide.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And it, hopefully it's one of those ones that goes the straight down ones, so you go whee! That's one way to wake you up in the morning. Yeah. Oh, Christ, yeah.
Double bedroom available in Old Wacky Warehouse in Dalston. You'll be sharing with five other creatives aged 25 to 35. Four of us are working, and the other is a mature student studying desirology. The room is newly carpeted with two fully openable windows. Available from late November. PM for details. Along this, they shared five photos, supposedly, of the home, but it seems to have been collected from a range of different sources. there also was no Wacky Warehouse in Dalston, so if you are from Dalston, I'm sure you can tell us there was no Wacky Warehouse.
The last bit now makes me want to go to the adult play zone in Portsmouth.
Well, we can go. We just need to not have a virus.
Yeah, I know.
The images featuring the play area are actually real, and they are of a holiday home in Westbourne called Lollipops, which is a converted church hall with its own indoor soft play area.
Love soft play areas.
The bedroom shot taken was taken from a 2017 article about the messiest bedrooms in the UK. And apparently people are like duped by it. They're like, yep, that's cool. This is the most Dalston thing ever. Why have they laid a fake breakfast table but not tidied the stinking bedroom?
That's hilarious.
Seriously,
Milo, sit down.
And Desirology is funeral cosmetology. So it's like, you know, doing your hair and nails for...
Yeah, making them look dead lovely. Bodies. Making them look lovely for their family to... Yeah.
Wouldn't it be mad if somebody did, like, clown makeup on the corpse? Like, I'm just trying something new.
Yeah, it's just something that he wanted, you know, in his will.
They just grab the nose and it goes, ha-ha. It's like... Chuckles lived,
and they smelled the flour and water.
It's just like Grandad.
Just what he wanted. That's hilarious.
One person said, "I've read this too many times. I don't even know where to begin." Another said, "These photos hold extremely chaotic energy." A different user agreed, branding the property chaos, while a sixth thought it looked like the setting for a Netflix true crime show. I mean, I don't know. I think, I mean, it is sort of obvious that it's not real.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that there's different play areas on the post. It's sort of like, well, yeah, it's not going to be real, is it?
No, exactly.
Would you live in a wacky warehouse type thing? Like, if we, like, let's say something happened and we had to move out for 6 months or something, and the properties available were a wacky warehouse. So, for those of you who don't know what a wacky warehouse is, it's like a soft play place where there's, like, slides
several different levels and ball pits and slides
and all this sort of thing.
Crazy net things you get So, I would totally do it.
You would move into
that.
Okay, so here.
If I didn't have to work for 6 months, and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just constantly run around and.
Yeah, totally.
Jump into the ball pools and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably get bored after 2 days, but.
2 days. I mean, for me, it would be like the novelty would wear off instantly. I'd walk in. I'd be like, yeah. I'm tired now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit in my pants in the ball pool. I can't imagine taking Milo in there, though. He's going to be like... He'll be like,
Milo wouldn't know what to do.
I think he'd get used to it eventually. Like, we'd chuck him down the slide and he'd probably get static shock or something.
Probably would, actually. Wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to say, I'm going to put a kibosh on that. Where would we move if we had to move for 6 months? We could choose anywhere as well.
I don't know, actually. Probably say a mansion somewhere. That'd be nice.
We'd just go completely the opposite. Yeah. Like, just like, we would move to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And then just lie around in our pants and just, like, you know, I don't know, fart everywhere? Just fart in every room. Oh, I'm off to the farting room. And then there's like a butler there, like, very good, sir. I'll get the Febreze. Next, my fiance wants to get a tattoo of her ex's name right before our wedding.
Why?
A man claims that his fiance wants to get a tattoo of her ex-boyfriend's name on her wrist. The anonymous man explains that when his fiance's ex-boyfriend passed away last month, she was devastated. She and her ex, who were both part of the same friendship group, had remained friends after breaking up. But because he met her through work, he didn't know her pals well. After the death of her ex, she was having a hard time coping, he said. She took a few days away from me after she heard the news because she couldn't stop crying and said she wanted time alone to process what had happened and sort out her emotions that were in a mess. So she went to stay with her sister. She talked to me every night and she'd be coming home soon. I didn't rush her or anything. Instead, I asked if she needed something, the man said. She came home 3 weeks later and she seemed calmer than before. She'd stayed in touch with her other mutual friends who knew her ex, and they'd planned to do things to honour him. But when she told him what they planned in memory of him, he couldn't believe it. She was talking to me and told me that she was planning on getting a tattoo on her wrist with his name on her left wrist. I was taken aback. I asked her where she came up with this idea and why she decided without telling me. She lashed out at me for me saying it felt weird to me. She went on and about me not losing a loved one and experiencing this kind of pain. Therefore, I wouldn't understand how important it was for her. He says the conversation soon turned to a full-blown argument. I told her that I'd be postponing the wedding, which is supposed to be in January, until she reconsidered her decision of getting a tattoo. She didn't take to that well and went back to her sister's house. He uploaded his post to Reddit where he asked users if he was overreacting. Now, before I tell you what some of the people said, how do you feel about that? Ex-boyfriend, friend, you're going to get the tattoo on your wrist of his name.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you're like that's cool.
I would be a little miffed, definitely.
Yeah, it's sort of like, really.
Yeah, that's exactly, like, there are better ways of
memorializing
someone, yeah, than writing their name on your body.
Yeah, I find tattoos are a bit of a weird thing.
Yeah. Because, like, any tattoo, like, the instant you say, what, when you grow old and you know, go a bit, or you get a little bit larger than you normally are, and things stretch or shrink, and that's it, and then it just looks. It depends on where it is.
Well, she's getting it on her wrist.
So it probably won't be so bad, but it's going to be constantly there in your line of sight.
Well, this is the thing. Is I reckon it's sort of a bit of a. It's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah, I think it is slightly.
On her part.
Yeah.
I mean, she's trying to memorialise the guy, and I can understand that. But in like, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line, are you going to look at that and go, oh, Gregory?
Yeah, literally.
And you're going to constantly see Gregory's name. It's like, I don't know. So, do you want to hear some of the reactions?
Go on then.
Don't marry this person. Another said, don't get another man's name tattooed on you while we're together is an incredibly reasonable boundary.
Yeah.
If she wants it permanently on her body badly enough, she can do that, but she has to realise how damaging it will be to her current engagement.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
I feel bad for her, but she wants you to be reminded of her ex every time you see it, every time you see her for the rest of your life. No.
No.
The only thing I disagree with is that I don't know if we have enough info to say if he's a threat. What?
That is odd.
He could be or could not be. How long have they been broken up? Why did they break up? Were they one of those pairs of friends who tried dating for a month many years ago and realised it was a monumentally stupid idea? Did either of them have any feelings for one another still? It's probably impossible for the original poster to tell us, though, since he doesn't know his fiancé's friends. I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Not knowing your fiancé's friends.
Yeah.
But knowing enough to be like, oh, they dated.
Yeah,
like, totally. How quickly have they got together?
I know.
And been, oh, we're going to get married. Like, is it like 2 weeks?
2 weeks, 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because, it's one of those things where I would have probably made the effort to get to know my fiancé's friends.
Yeah, before, exactly.
Before
going full
before,
on.
Before full getting on. Engaged.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd like to think that I know your friends.
You know most of my friends.
Yeah.
Considering we went to college together, so college and university together, so most of my friends were from that anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know most of my work friends. Not my new work friends, but
yeah,
the rest of it, I haven't really been around them long enough to.
Well, as well, you're not usually the kind of person that's like, let's all go out and get like beers,
yeah,
or pizza and stuff. So
no, definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, could you imagine if I got like I got Dave's name tattooed?
I'll be like.
On my
chest. Just man marry him, man.
Man marry?
Yeah,
is
that like man marry.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah, for me anyway. Well, I know how much you love each other anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm learning something new here today.
Oh, you have lots of you have lots of man crushes and lots of people have man crushes on you, so it's fine.
Oh, do I? okay.
Well, I know you have a man crush on Kevin Smith, so.
Yeah, but that's not a man crush, that's just love. It's just pure and simple, love. Yeah, like, there's no crush there. Like, I'm just waiting for Kevin to realise and leave his wife, and then we'll run off together.
Off in the distant sunset.
Yeah. Are you ready for your final news story of the week?
Go on in.
Dad's fury over horrible bauble that could ruin Christmas for kids.
What?
So, yes, it's November, but we're going to delve into a Christmas story because why not?
Why not? Like, well, we might as well do Christmas early because we're already locked down, so who knows what happens in the month times.
Should we just get a turkey at the weekend? And
yeah, totally.
Then I'll carve it and we'll wear Christmas jumpers.
Yeah.
Should we just do that?
Yeah, let's try to do that.
Let's just do like mini Christmas.
Mini Christmas, just us two.
Okay.
We'll put up our tiny Christmas tree, and then we can put up a full Christmas tree in December.
Yeah, so we can just chuck the tiny one back in the cupboard.
Yeah, exactly.
A father claims his young child's Christmas was almost ruined during a recent shopping trip thanks to a bauble.
Right. And what's this bauble say on itself?
Well, we'll have to find out.
Oh, okay, sorry.
An unnamed Australian man.
he's so...
My name is unnamed.
He was so threatened by this bauble he couldn't name his name.
He couldn't... He had to do it anonymously because he's like... He's just like, I'm so upset. Maybe because he was scared that people might take the piss out of him on the podcast.
That's true.
he recounted the upsetting experience in a post on Facebook, warning other parents to be more careful. Writing in the group Christmas Mums and Dads Australia. The fuck? Facebook has groups for everything.
Yeah,
like,
they do. It's great.
Christmas Mums and Dads for Australia. Do they have like... like New Year's Day, Mums and Dads for Australia. Like,
don't know, but I know. There's the Mums and Dads of Worthing. Yeah.
We shall rise up, the Mums and Dads of Worthing.
They just basically just share tips, hints, and tips, and
oh, like don't go into this park because there's a man masturbating.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thing. Okay.
Or like, I've got some Facebook. Marketplace, but obviously then they sell it.
Oh, they go like, oh, I've got loads of crayons. Does anyone want to buy these crayons off me? Like, oh, buy the crayons.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Here's £500.
And they do a lot of things like, oh, my kid's coming up to four and can't stop dancing, so is there any dance groups around? Hence why we get named on it quite a lot.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Because people just say, oh, this place is amazing. I'm like, yay, come to us.
Oh, good.
So, carry on.
So, his child had picked up an elf bauble in a shop called Typo. Yeah, it sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Come on, kids, let's go to Typo. It was $4.99.
Right.
So, I wonder how much that is. In pounds.
I don't know. Actually, I haven't got my phone on me, so I can't help you. I cannot help you. Oh, Milo has decided to sit on the switch and my jumper is open. Nice.
So, $4.99 to pounds. It's £2.75.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that this shop is not like...
Is that actual US...
that's English. Australian dollars,
yeah.
To English pounds.
Okay. So Christmas decorations aren't as expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that could at least... Could,
one bauble like that would be £5.
You could at least have that sort of...
Yeah.
You know... Oh, we haven't paid that much for this terrible Christmas ornament. But why is he... I mean, I'm assuming that this guy is basically just like, I'm outraged, but he's not going to do anything about it.
No, of course not.
Apart from warn people on Facebook.
Yep.
I've done my civic duty. So it's basically like a little... It's a really weird, crappy looking...
It's elf. A elf. That's quite scary,
He's
actually.
Holding a sign that just says, Santa's not real.
Oh, sad.
The man claims everything went horribly wrong after his little one spotted the decoration as they began questioning Santa's existence.
Oh, that's sad.
Now, there's plenty of workarounds. You could go, oh, no, that's a test.
Yeah.
To make sure that you believe in Santa.
That's a very good idea, actually.
Or you could be like, oh, well, yeah, they don't believe this. I did see this one thing that this woman posted where the kid said, oh, I fear at school that Santa doesn't exist. And she basically played it off as like, okay, right, you're old enough to know now. Santa is more of a concept than a thingy, so you have to look for somebody and you have to get them gifts. So you have to watch them to see what gifts you can get. And so they picked there's an old lady across the street from them.
Yeah.
That they would see, she'd go out and get her paper in the morning, barefoot. So they bought her a pair of slippers, left the present on the doorstep, and left a card to... like Doris loves Santa, and she came out and she had no idea.
Oh,
just got these
so
slippers.
So
yeah.
Lovely.
But it was like she basically taught the kid that, like, oh, now that you're a part of, you are everyone's Santa. That's why Santa's always watching.
Yes.
So it's a very cool sort of concept. I was like, well, if we have kids, that's what we'll do.
Yes, that's what we'll do.
We'll try to teach it to Milo, but he's such a Scrooge.
Yeah.
He's a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
He is, well, considering he wouldn't leave me alone today or yesterday. He would just ruin my laptop.
Yeah. Oh, so apparently the store, the actual poster, the store Typocon on have horrible Christmas ornaments for sale. And my child was able to read and asked me, is Santa real? He continued to say that he complained to the staff in the store, but they didn't seem too concerned. I tried to complain, but didn't get anywhere. I'd like to encourage as many people as possible to email, call, live chat and complain. Get these things taken off the shelves.
But surely the just the name of the store surely is a hint. It says typo.
Many parents were also, a lot of the parents were unimpressed. One said, I'm offended by Santa's not real. What if kids read it? That is stealing their innocence. Someone else said, not just the shops either. What if you went to a friend's house and they had one hanging on their tree? Am I the only person who has the right to take fun out of Christmas for my kids? Nobody else. Oh, I am the only person.
Oh, I see.
Because I take fun out of Christmas for my kids. No one else.
Aww.
Others took an issue with other decoration Tybo's Fest's range, including a cat in a Santa hat licking its bottom and a Father Christmas pulling down his pants. I personally would buy the cat in the Santa hat licking his ass.
That sounds about right.
Because we see that every day. That's not offensive. Someone said, if my kids saw the Santa's new real ornament, I'd be very upset. The cat licking its bottom is just crass. Seriously gross. I don't see the fucking problem. Santa's not real. You could turn that around.
Yeah.
Like if you're thoughtful enough, you could turn that around.
Yeah, totally.
The cat licking its ass, I think
that's just part of cat nature. You can't stop
cat
it.
Life.
You can't do it. You can't stop it.
I really want a picture of Milo with the Thug Life glasses on, and it just says cat life, above it. Like, that might be a T-shirt when we do T-shirts. the Santa with his pants down is like, I mean,
it's surely he's got to go to the toilet. So how on earth he went to go to the toilet?
Well, I'm assuming that he's probably pulled his like trousers down, not his actual pants.
True. American, pants is trousers.
So. Well, they're Australian, so I don't know how.
They might be. They
pulling
might be
down his pants.
Similar, not quite sure.
Yeah.
Actually.
Get your pants off. I don't know.
I don't know the Australian.
Hang on,
let's
look it up.
I would say you could.
Do Australians say trousers or pants? I'm asking Google.
According to Kaplan International, as with most differences between American and British English, there is no real right word. Just be sure to use trousers when in England and pants when you're in America or Australia. If you don't know which is correct, rather use the word trousers.
So pants is Australian as well then.
So yeah, it sounds like it's more of a
American and
so
Australia.
I'm going to assume that he's just pulling down his
trousers.
Maybe showing his boxes or something.
Yeah. Maybe they have little Christmas wreaths.
Yeah,
on
yeah. or it could be that he's like moonying or something.
Could
like
be.
He's just showing his ass, like
could be.
Like a bit of a cheeky.
Yeah.
Which again,
cheeky Santa.
It's not really what I would have in my house.
No.
But like,
you got to see the funny side of it.
Yeah, it's just like Santa's getting his ass out. Like, I saw one of those robotic like decorations, like the animatronic ones.
Oh right,
and it was
a
Santa like in a chimney.
Oh right, yeah.
And like the reindeers are pulling on his pants, and he's like, ooh.
Look
at me.
Yeah.
I'm showing my bottom.
Yes.
It's Christmas time. Look at my ass.
I'm getting stuck in a chimney, but woo, my ass.
Yes. My bottom is exposed to the night air. This is Halloween. This, I don't know why he's breaking. He's trying to scare off the reindeers. Just like, what the fuck is going on? Let's eat this old man as he's in the chimney. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess that's offensive. Could some be. People.
Well, yeah. First of all, I can understand when you have kids of young age and obviously you talk about Santa and this, that and the other, you don't really want to see Santa's butts or Santa's not real things. But like I say, with the Santa's not real things, obviously you can then turn it around and whatever, but...
Yeah. It's about talking to your kids, really. That's it, exactly. That's the problem.
That's the worst of it.
These people would rather be posting on a Facebook group about how they're Australian and parents, rather than actually engaging with kids, children and being like, oh, like, no, this is what this is.
It just shows you Santa Claus is human.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe it is like maybe the elves are like, look, he's not real. And then you have to be like, well, I actually believe in Santa. And then it's like, you passed the test.
Yeah.
Now have presents. Although that's like, we're rewarding you for blind faith.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's sort of not a good thing, I guess. Like, you know, oh, believe in this dragon and you won't get eaten by it. I believe in dragons now.
Dragons! Oh, I've been scolded.
I didn't believe, and now I've been burnt to death by a dragon. Oh, the irony.
Oh, the irony.
I guess it is. I didn't believe in dragons, and one killed me. How ironic, no. I guess. Is that...
I didn't believe in dragons, but I enjoyed the mythical side of dragons.
You enjoy the mythos behind
them?
Yeah,
I do. Well, considering also a seahorse is technically a dragon, so...
Yeah, and a dragonite.
And a dragonite, yeah.
Yeah.
And technically I was born in the year of the dragon as well, so... I'm a Pisces, so I am a sea dragon, it's great.
So you're like a Dratini or a Dragonair or a Dragonite. I married a Dragonite.
Yeah.
Sweet. You know, Lance has three Dragonites because bitches love Dragonites.
Yep. Oh, in fact, sorry, there's not three of me though.
Well, I'm just saying Lance has three.
I know.
And you know what happens to Lance? Three times a day. And if you want to know what that is, you're going to have to find out for yourselves. So, that's all we've got time for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. I enjoyed myself.
I definitely enjoyed myself.
You know, it's the most fun I've had with my pants on, and I'm not even wearing pants. So, now you have to work out whether it's Australian So, don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch and give our good old pal Dave a big kiss.
Yep, he's working hard today, unfortunately.
Yeah, working hard or hardly working, eh? And I'm sure at some point I'll put Milo pictures onto the Facebook group and the Twitter page, so check them out. Maybe you'll see pictures of
cats.
Maybe
one day it'll surprise you.
Yeah, probably not. But who knows? Anywho, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of our house and go and buy a Christmas tree decoration of a cat licking its arse.
Yes!
Because...
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Stop denying yourselves, guys.
Just... I wonder if there's a dog one doing something similar.
I'm gonna eBay. See if I can get cat Christmas tree decorations.
Could be interesting.
Alright, bye!
Bye! Keep safe!